The main reasons many people change their diet are because of their health or to lose weight. However, you shouldn't lose weight at the detriment of your health. There are meal plans that can help you lose weight and stay healthy. Peter Biantes, a leader in a health firm, suggested the need to find a healthy diet plan. Biantes has been working in the healthcare sector for a long time and has many experiences with diet plans. Why you need to change or reform your diet? Peter Biantes says that apart from losing or gaining weight, a change in the diet must be beneficial to your body. A meal plan is a way of improving your well-being. But the number of meal plans available today has made many people confused about what plan to choose. The best diet plans for you are 1. A flexible plant-based diet. Vegan and vegetarian foods are gaining popularity now more than ever, with several individuals joining the trend. There are strict vegetarians that don't eat animal products at all for various reasons. While some are flexible vegetarians, these people are called flexitarians. Flexitarians are vegetarians, but also moderately consume animal products. Features: vegans strictly ban the eating of any form of animal product. Meanwhile, vegetarians are more flexible somehow because they eat plant products and dairy foods. But flexitarians don't really follow a known dietary plan and set calorie intake. They also eat small portions of meat. Flexible vegetarians advocate for naturally made food and consume less food that is processed in factories or has chemicals. Take less sweet and sugary foods. Eat mainly grains, whole, and any type of fruit available in the season. Don't take animal proteins. Instead, they eat plant protein. On rare occasions, they eat meat. 2. The DASH diet. A DASH diet plans are not specifically for losing weight, but people have lost weight when they tried it. According to Peter Biantes, DASH helps in treating hypertensive patients. It can also help in preventing patients with a high risk of developing hypertension from getting the disease. In simple terms, it helps in lowering the blood pressure. A DASH diet shuns eating lots of red meats, additives, sweets, and fatty and salty foods. It's all about consuming foods like meats, lean, veggies, and grains, whole. Features: a DASH diet follower must have different food types in one meal. However, your food portion is determined by your daily diet plan. Nonetheless, most people normally do this daily. Eat nuts and seeds twice or thrice every week. Have 7 plates of whole grains or other healthy carbohydrates. Serve 5 plates of veggies and fruits. Consume 2 plates of dairy products and lean meat. Advantages of following a DASH plan. Some people find it helpful in losing weight, including body fat. It helps in combating depression and signs of depression. Lowers the risk of getting cancers like colorectal and breast cancer. Reduce and prevent heart-related diseases like hypertension, heart attack, and so on. Disadvantages: the goal is to reduce salt intake to reduce blood pressure. Consequently, some people end up with little salt in their bodies, which may lead to other health conditions. 3. The Mediterranean diet. This is an old method of dieting and it is quite popular. As the name implies, it originates from various Mediterranean regions like Greece, where the diet is their traditional food. Going with this plan helps you prolong your lifespan and improve your health and total nutritional intake. The advantages of sticking to this type of plan: it discourages the intake of processed foods and additives. Therefore, if you're diligent with this diet, there is less risk of having chronic and fewer chronic heart diseases. Additionally, your chances of developing chronic health issues are small. That is to say, the less you consume these harmful products, the longer you might live. Likewise, a Mediterranean meal prevents the development of some cancerous cells in the body. This is most especially true for plant-based diet plans. The only thing is that you have to introduce vitamin D and calcium-rich food into your diet. Otherwise, you might have a deficiency of these nutrients. Conclusion: finally, it is better to know your health status before you change your diet plans. According to Peter Biantes, a change in your diet without proper research might be counterproductive. This is because several diet plans serve different purposes and are meant for different people. For instance, some people need to diet to reduce their appetite and their food consumption, whereas some need it to lower their fat or calorie intake, and others need to adjust their lifestyles and eating habits as well as their diet.